From Crunchbase News, European AI funding is growing. Will that boost the region's startup scene? A growing percentage of European venture funding in 2026 was AI-driven. That includes investments in three new frontier model companies as well as startups working on data centers, semiconductors, robotics, aerospace, defense, biotech and applications and legal, customer service and fintech, among others, Crunchbase data shows. The energy sector necessary for AI compute also garnered significant funding this year. All told, roughly half of European venture funding in 2026 to date has been in AI-related companies, Crunchbase data shows. The uptick in artificial intelligence investment has coincided with an overall gain in startup funding in the region the last past quarters. Funding was up a third year over year in Q4 and Q1, reaching more than $17 billion each quarter. One area where Europe is seeing momentum is with Frontier Labs. Employees from DeepMind, the original AI lab established in London in 2010 and acquired by Google in 2014, have spawned two new labs in London, Recursive Superintelligence and Ineffable Intelligence. And Yann LeCun, previously Meta AI's lead, formed Advanced Machine Intelligence in Paris. Just this year, the three companies have altogether raised $2.6 billion. Last year, German-based AI lab Black Forest Labs raised hundreds of million in funding. One of the earlier model companies from Europe, Mistral, founded in 2023, has raised $4 billion in total. Europe is also home to one of the early diffusion model companies, Synthesia. Aleph Alpha from Heidelberg, Germany, recently merged with Canada-based Cohere in April for sovereign and commercial AI deployments, valuing the merged entity at $20 billion, creating a transatlantic competitor to US model companies. The recent spate of new AI lab formation and renewed momentum on the funding front could be a driver for talent hubs to concentrate in Europe. Still, although foundation labs in Europe have raised more than $8 billion since 2021, that represents a tiny percentage of the amount raised by frontier model companies in the US. In the European 100 Cloud Challenger Companies report, Notion Capital found 81% early-stage companies, largely pre-Series A, are AI native, up from 50% a year ago. Leading by company count this year were 12 companies in dev tools and infrastructure and 11 companies in industrials and robotics. The advantages of building in Europe are access to strong engineers in the very beginning, having people that want to build and be part of a founding business, and access to good quality talent that you can retain, said Radu Bozgat, a principal at Notion Capital who co-wrote the report. He'd also noted that in earlier vintages, the trend was to build a company, expand to the US at some point around the Series B. Now, from the start, founders tend to think globally from day one. The single most dramatic change, however, is how much leaner teams are ahead of the Series A, he said. Despite the more recent pickup, European funding growth has lagged behind the US since 2024. The leading San Francisco-based model companies OpenAI and Anthropic have raised $254 billion since 2023 and recentered the Bay Area post-pandemic as the place to be for ambitious founders. The companies that start in the UK, France, Germany, and the Nordics then come to Silicon Valley to grow, said Andy McLaughlin, managing partner at Uncork Capital, speaking on current market trends. You can build an amazing business anywhere in the world now. The barrier to building greatness has shrunk, said McLaughlin, who himself relocated to San Francisco from the UK in 2010. But the chances of building a generational company are so much higher if you come to the Bay Area. UK-founded incubator Entrepreneurs First EF relocated to the US in 2024. EF sources founders from leading universities around the globe to start companies but incorporates each business it funded in the US. The Bay Area program is not just about proximity to capital, said Alice Bentink, CEO and co-founder on announcing EF's recent fundraise. Founders move faster, think bigger, and compete on a global stage from day one. I'm seeing more than ever companies that started in these emerging markets and then going to the US very early in their journey, not to sell themselves, but to sell to customers, said Fadi Abulnur, general partner at global investment firm Antler. The time to copy a business is a month or 2 months, as opposed to years, said Abulnur. You have an incentive to go and capture these big markets before your US competition has really reached escape velocity, he said. European AI funding in 2026. Europe venture funding to foundational AI since 2021. Europe venture funding in 2026. Europe private unicorn companies, recently founded Illustration, Dom Guzman. It changes the emission gradient. The firm invests on a global basis day zero at pre-seed, with its Elevate fund investing at later stages.